This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Friday here on the show. Coming up next, we've got our props for the NFL slate and, of course, a little peppering of some Major League Baseball because we do have some good matchups that possibly could win you guys some money going into the weekend. And what's better than winning a few bets going into a college football Saturday and an NFL Sunday? Because, listen, you're not going to win them all in football. We just started. It is the sharpest sport in the world to bet on when it comes to the NFL. So Jenks and I have been sticking to some baseball bets. But before we get to that, why don't you start your Sunday off the best way you possibly could with the network here on the BetMGM Network. A winning football Sunday starts with BetMGM Network. Wake up with BetMGM Game Day. Joe O, Kate Constable, and Jason Lockenforest set the stage from 8 to 11 Eastern. Then it's You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff featuring Nick Casas and Sammy P. Getting you ready for every game, line move. Movement, props to fantasy. We've got you covered right here on the BetMGM Network. All right, Jenks. So last year you weren't the biggest props bettor, if I am remembering correctly. But is this an avenue that you are considering exploring this year?
Maybe. I'm just not a big props person. Like, I'd sort of try to stay in my lane. I do like the one prop I do like this week, I will say, is Trevor Lawrence over a touchdown and a half. Like, I'm big on the Jags this week. I'm big on his reclamation with Liam Cohen based on the things I've read, and maybe I'm projecting a little bit. But ultimately, you know, when you have your interest in so many different markets, I feel like there's a time when you can kind of get stretched too thin, if you will. Like, it's hard enough keeping up with different sports and different teams and sides and totals. And then at some point, you're like, all right, I'm kind of stretched too thin here. I need to maybe focus a little bit more on what works for me. Because there are some people who focus on props exclusively, or they focus on baseball exclusively, or hockey exclusively. So if you're someone who likes to bet everything, I get that. But I would tend to lean towards being a little more judicious in the different markets that I bet.
I think it just is a personal preference. You know, whatever you feel strongly on and whatever has worked for you. Because I understand, like, some people buy into the mentality of, like, hey, I need to improve in my weak areas. I don't think I believe in that when it comes to betting. I think you stick with whatever you're best at. And, like, if you want to take on a project, go ahead. But I will not be wasting my money on things that I am not good at. So, no thank you, please. I will say, from a prop standpoint, Jenks, I feel like you should have a little bit of an in. Because I do think, if you cover a team or if you're a big fan of a team, you will know the under the radar players to watch for. Even, you know, maybe they're not under the radar. Maybe you know, like, who is in the game plan more now that you have a new coordinator, who the quarterback likes to throw to. So I think, you know, from a commander standpoint, like, maybe throughout the year, you will find yourself betting on more props just when it comes to the Commanders, because that's the approach I'm taking when it comes to the Titans. Like, I consume a lot of Titans media. We listen to, like, local talk radio here in Nashville, and plus it's my team. Like, it's just the team that I follow the closest. So I think from a prop standpoint, the guy that I have circled on the slate this weekend is Calvin Ridley. Like, we've seen this in the preseason. Like, I'm not, you know, throwing out a hot take here, is that Cam Ward likes throwing to Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley is a bona fide number one receiver with amazing speed, and I understand the matchup is not great against the Broncos secondary this week. One of the tougher matchups you could face, especially going on the road. I just think the volume's going to be there for Calvin Ridley. So if you look at his prop, I think it's in the 50s. 50 and a half is the number for receiving yards for Calvin Ridley. This weekend, I do think he gets that. If you want to be conservative, and I do think this is where props, you can get a little creative with it, you can do a correlated same-game parlay. And I know this sounds like a lot, but I'm going to do, I think it's 3+ catches, 25 yards. So he needs 3 catches, and he needs at least 25 yards. You combine those both, it's minus 145. I think that is a very gettable total for Calvin Ridley, because obviously those two things are related. So Calvin Ridley's the guy that I have number one on my big board for props this weekend. There are some other guys that are kind of on my radar. I will say this. I think Daniel Jones is a big part of the run game for the Colts. Mm-hmm. I understand that the Dolphins were pretty solid against running quarterbacks last year, but also they were not a good team, and I feel like quarterbacks didn't necessarily have to run against them because they were already winning the game. So I think Daniel Jones, somebody who is also going to be running for his legacy, and I think that he is very set on trying to change the narrative. Like, he's playing with a new team. Of course he wants to play well. And he's a fast runner. Like, I don't know if you remember in the heyday of Daniel Jones with the Giants, like, he was clocked at over 20 miles an hour when running the football in prime time. So 5.5 is the attempts number for his rushing prop. I think I'm going to go over that as well.
I don't mind that. And when you think about how quarterbacks are effective, like Daniel Jones, he just is more effective as a quarterback when he's using his legs. Do you know what I mean? So there's some quarterbacks, they can run, or they can run if they need to. I feel like he's one of those guys that he just plays better when he's running, like when he's able to do more. And of course, when you're running the football as a dual threat quarterback, which I know he doesn't necessarily fit in that box, but I think he would be considered one, then it opens things up for the rest of your offense. So I think he's going to be, he's an upgrade over Anthony Richardson. Let's put it that way. So I know when you're looking at that prop in this game, you say, you shake your head and you say, oh, Daniel Jones. But again, the number is the number. So if it's gettable against a Dolphins defense that I think is going to regress this season, then play it.
Well, especially since Shane Steichen is the head coach there. And he was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles when they had Jalen Hurts, obviously, who is very good with his feet as well. And something that I feel like we learned from game one of the season last night is that I think that we're going to see quarterbacks run for a lot in the first week of the season. Simply because, you know, there's going to be a lot of breakdowns, and maybe the offense and the receivers are a little behind or something. So I do think that Daniel Jones takes advantage of his gift to run the football, and why would he not? So 5.5, pretty low number for somebody who I think qualifies as a dual threat quarterback. All right, Jenks, so before we go on to baseball, are there any other props that you want to talk about before we move on?
I think that's about it for me. I've got so many bets on the card. I mean, I did some baseball handicapping, I did some college football handicapping, I did some pro football handicapping. I've got a sprinkle of a little bit of everything on the card. It's like tapas. Essentially, like, why don't you try this? What do you think about this? Would you enjoy this? So I've got a little bit of everything, and so I was like, I'll let Chelsea handle the prop market. But again, I will say I like Trevor Lawrence over a touchdown and a half. And maybe just for fun, I will sprinkle money on the under for Spencer Rattler with his touchdown total set at a half touchdown. I might go to the under because I have no faith in the Saints nor Spencer Rattler against a pretty good Cardinals defense this weekend.
Yeah, and his passing yardage prop is 193.5. I don't know where this number is coming from, but it feels very ambitious. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I think people have, like, people don't have a great handle, it feels like, on passing yardage, because so many people will do this in their same game parlays. They'll say, oh, Dak Prescott's going to throw for at least 200 yards, right? His prop is 250. Dak Prescott went for 188 last night, and it felt like he was lighting it up at times, you know? So I think it's one of those things where some of these numbers are just tough to get to, especially when it comes to time of possession. You would think that a quarterback playing from behind would, you know, put a bunch of passing yards up because the attempts are going to be there. They have to throw the ball, but they just don't have the time. So I think 193 is way too high for Spencer Rattler. I do think across the board, passing yardage prop unders are probably the way to go. I think we see a healthy dose of the run game in the first week of the season with some of these NFL teams working in new quarterbacks, new coordinators, and just working in the first game of the season. So some of these quarterbacks didn't even play in the preseason. So I think that's one to look at in just about every game. All right, let's get on to an MLB Friday and some of our best bets when it comes to baseball. All right, Jenks, so we do have some interesting matchups on the card. For me, the one that caught my attention was the Red Sox-Diamondbacks game. Mm-hmm. Peyton Tolley on the mound. The hot prospect for the Red Sox, toeing the rubber today. He's doesn't have a win or a loss recorded yet, 3.38 ERA, but did strike out 8 in his debut with the Red Sox. On the other side, we've got E-Rod, Eduardo Rodriguez, who we have faded quite a bit on this show, and for good reason. ERA well above 5, but I will say the Diamondbacks have a pretty good offense. So the Red Sox road favorites here, -140. Did you consider the Red Sox? I feel like you've been good at targeting some of these teams with the prospects pitching, and you kind of get a bargain on them, because we've seen this with the Mets a lot. I feel like you've been good at targeting those. Did you consider the Red Sox today?
Yeah, I would consider the Red Sox. I will look at the over as well, still deciding on that. But ultimately, I think what you have to do is, it gets tough to project these younger guys like Tolley. He looked good against the Pirates, 2 runs over 5 1/3. So he's playing in Boston in that game. That certainly helps. Now he has to go on a road, and this can be a difficult road environment just because Arizona does have some live bats. But I think more than anything here, like, do you want to trust E-Rod? We faded him a lot this season, and with a lot of success. 6-8, 5.40 ERA, but he is even worse at home. Over 10 starts, he has an ERA of 5.69. So Tolley has a lot of good stuff. He's going to be challenged by this Arizona lineup. I'll lean to the over. I would also look at the Red Sox instead, just based on E-Rod alone. Like, we've got a ton of examples of E-Rod just blowing up throughout the season.
Well, and plus, these are two really good offenses. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what the pitching matchup is, I mentioned the Diamondbacks. That is their strength. I know the Red Sox are missing Roman Anthony, which is a crushing blow. But still, overall, a very good offense. All right, so were there any other games that caught your attention, Jenks?
I don't know what I'm going to do here. What am I going to do with the Brewers-Pirates? Like, you can get the Brewers.
They're hot.
I know. The Pirates just swept the Dodgers. The Dodgers. Mm. And don't I know it, because I was cruising to a first 5 under win yesterday. Cruising. It was 1-0. And then Blake Snell just lost his mind in the 5th inning. Aren't the Pirates now like 11-3? In their last 14. So you've got Brewers, Pirates, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee, and he's taking on Johan Oviedo. But Oviedo, I will say, has been, I wanted to fade him as soon as he started pitching for the Pirates again. He's been really good, surprisingly good. 2-0, 3.60 ERA over 3 starts. 3 runs over 14 innings. He won't go long. Like, he will absolutely not go past 5 innings. So if you're going to bet on this game, I like the fact that the Brewers eventually are going to get to that Pirates bullpen. But then again, how do you feel about, all right, at some point, this Pirates run has to come to an end, right? It should. You could take the Brewers on the run line. It helps that they're on the road, get some plus money. And yet, Pittsburgh is hot right now. They just are, which is crazy to say, but the Pirates are playing really good baseball.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm kind of afraid to fade the Pirates right now.
Yeah.
Not a sentence I thought I would be uttering in the year 2025, but they're hot. And sometimes baseball is like this, where teams are just kind of streaky. And speaking of streaky teams, it feels like that's been the case for the Astros. Over June, I believe, or July, excuse me, they're one of the hottest teams in all of baseball. But August, a huge regression. They had the third worst record in all of baseball in the month of August, just coming off a loss to the Yankees. And now they are favored against the Rangers. And we've talked about this all show long, how in rivalry matchups, sometimes you consider the dog a little bit more. I think I kind of like the Rangers here. Looks like Merrill Kelly is going to be starting for the Rangers. And I just think this is one of those matchups where, you know, anybody could win it. And the Astros just lost 2 of 3 to the Yankees. Again, their team has pretty much been slumping. I know they had some theatrics and some behavior issues with the Yankees over the weekend. Or I guess it's not the weekend, during the week. But I do think the Rangers could be a good dog to add to the card.
I totally agree. This is a great dog to add to the card, because Merrill Kelly has really settled in nicely. And I think he hit, if I remember correctly, he was struggling at times early in the year, but he has really settled in. Like, he's been a great acquisition for the Rangers. And the Rangers are at home. The Rangers have been very good in Arlington this season. They're 42-27 at home. So this is a good chance to get plus money. Again, you talk about the in-state rivalry, and you're getting a top-line pitcher as well. I would also look at the under. Whenever you get the Rangers at home, always look at the under. One of the best under teams in baseball when playing at home. So I like the under. And yeah, I like Texas as well.
It's wild to me how close the standings are. For a while, it looked like the Astros were going to run away with things. But in the AL West, right now, the Astros just a 3.5 game lead over the Mariners. Rangers 5 games back as well. But when you go head to head with the division leader, we could see some changes. Maybe the Rangers can make up some ground if they do win these games. But my point being is that these are big games when it comes to divisional standings. Is there any game I missed, even from an interest standpoint? Like, the Dodgers at this point, I don't think I really trust them that much, especially, you know, price dependent. Like, we don't bet on the Dodgers much on this show just because it feels like they are always overvalued. They're going on the road to the Orioles, who are starting Dean Kramer, who I am not going to make a case for. Is there any game that you should be considering that I missed here?
I think that if you're looking for maybe another plus money play, you look at Cincinnati hosting the Mets, just because Andrew Abbott has been so good this season as a starter. I mean, certainly the Mets could win, there's no question about it, but Abbott 8-5, 2.65 ERA, has been really good at home, really good in the last month. I think it's a sneaky good play for some plus money.
He also has a great mustache to boot. So if you want to back somebody with a mustache, Andrew Abbott's your guy. Coming up next, parlays galore. We have double D's, degenerate college football parlay, and squad parlay coming your way next here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.